law. And if law isn't anti-scripture, if it doesn't go against God's word, we're supposed to be following law. Many rebellious people. So Paul was telling Timothy, in the Cretans, the Cretan people, it sounds funny, doesn't it, Cretans? But what were they doing? They were talkers. They were gossipers. They were deceivers. There was people of the Jewish sect of people that were trying to tell the Cretans these false doctrines, that it was ruining families. It was deceiving families. It was basically all these people were talking against what Paul spoke about. And if you think about this, this is why I was kind of trying to think of why this became an issue in scripture. So Paul, we know, came from what? Paul originally, what? What did he do? He hated Christians originally. So we know Paul hated Christians originally and was out to persecute them. And so if there was Paul doing that, do you think there was a group of people that Paul kind of was with? Probably, right? There's probably a group of people, multiple people that hated the Christians and were going out persecuting Christians. But we know Paul was saved. We know Paul met with Jesus in the Damascus Road. We know Paul was blind. We know Paul had miracles performed on him that changed his life. And all of a sudden, Paul comes out. Since we brought up Colt 45, all guns blazing, Paul came out after he had his eyes and saw that Jesus was who he said he was. Paul was he was wanting to serve God, and he didn't let too much stuff pass without saying, this is truth. This is what God wants. This is who Jesus is. This is the true message. And Paul, we see it all through scripture. And then we see Paul here telling Timothy or Titus, and then also Timothy, of the truth of scripture. So we see that because he comes out and talks about the Cretans and what was going on with the Jewish people trying to badmouth the truth, trying to go around the truth. And they were doing it all for money, power. We see that today still. So today, just like then, money and power and greed and all these types of things were all taking place, all revolving around a society which is just like our society today, full of what? Rebellious people that are hearing this, that don't want to follow God, or they don't know the truth of Scripture. And Paul says to Titus, you need to rebuke them sharply. You need to rebuke these people giving false doctrine. Do you ever get rebuked? Sometimes when you get rebuked, it's that sharp, don't do this, right? A sharp rebuking. One of my sons, I won't say which one, it's my one that's not married. So if you can deduct who that is, you can figure that out. But so my son that's not married, one day, a couple years ago, I'm in my office and I get this call. And this was standard for this son. Dad, we got a situation. I'm like, oh no, what kind of situation? So this is what I get. His phone rings. I see who it is. I'm like, yeah, what's going on, buddy? Dad, we got a situation. Here, let me hand the phone over to the cops. I'm like, yeah, this is a situation. I'm like, what in the world's going on? And the officer gets on. He's like, Mr. Horrocks. I'm like, yeah. He goes, is this your son? I'm like, yep, that sure is my son. He goes, well, he's on this train trestle. And no one's supposed to be jumping off this train trestle. And it's posted, don't jump off this train trestle. So I'm telling him not to jump off this train trestle. I'm like, yes, officer, thank you very much. I said, was he respectful to you? He said, oh, yeah, he was very respectful. I just want to let you know where he is, and he shouldn't be doing it. I said, you are correct 100%. And I'm glad he was respectful. You know, we're always supposed, my father was a policeman, so I always respect officers, love the officers that are doing their job, and he's very polite. So he said, well, here's your son. He gave me the phone. I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah, but the policeman, and he's like, Dad, well, your kids, Dad, well, the sign was up on the bank. It's not here on the trestle. But it's like, okay. I see where this is going. But he was rebuked sharply. Do not jump off this train trestle. And why was that important? Because people were dying when they jumped off this train trestle. I guess there was a bad current underneath this train trestle. And as most kids think, and young people, that they can beat all odds and they can survive anything. I thank the policeman that day that he stopped my son at least doing it maybe a second time. So, but he was rebuked sharply. That's what Paul's saying. Elders, men of God, you churches, we need to hold to sound doctrine and we need to rebuke sharply. That means stop it. Bring to light. This is wrong. We can do that in love, right? We can definitely say lovingly, guys, this is not correct. This is not sound doctrine. This is what Scripture says. This is why God says this. And we can say it lovingly. We're not judging people. And it's always a difference if we're bringing that to a Christian and then to a non-believer, because non-believers are outside of the family of God. We want them to come into the fold of God. But they're not under the same code as Christians because they're not believers. But especially as believers, and this is what Paul's saying here to these Jewish people, that were twisting God's law and bringing up false doctrine and splitting apart families, he's saying, you need to rebuke these people and hit them hard. That's what Paul's saying. So as we see that, we're supposed to pay no attention. Verse 14. Verse 14, and will pay no attention to Jewish myths or to the commands of those who reject the truth. We're supposed to pay no attention because they are rejecting the truth. Rejecting the truth. Paul goes on to say, to the pure, all things are pure. So to the believer, all things are pure. Right? That's what Paul is saying. Now, on this one, I'm not going to get down this rabbit trail, but I'm going to break it down here, because if you go back to Timothy, when he's talking about all things are pure, and this is actually found in Timothy 4:4. You can go there where Paul talks to Timothy about all things that you're thankful for. Be thankful for these things. And he's not speaking of sinfulness. Not that, and many people in church today say, well, hey, all things can be done because all things are pure. If you're a Christian, all things are pure. Well, once again, that's false doctrine too, because Paul was specifically calling out two things here in this scripture, which was marriage and which was what they ate. Because we find in scripture on these circumcised people, they're saying, oh, you can't be married. You can't be married. Or if you're not circumcised, then you're not a believer. Or if you eat pork, or if you eat something given before an idol, well, you're going to hell. You cannot be a believer. These things were being taught. And Paul saying to Titus, you need to speak truth. A piece of meat, Titus, is a piece of meat. He said, it's good to marry. And we also know that Paul says, if you don't get married, if you don't have to. Paul is very, you know, we can get into a lot of different stuff that Paul spoke about, right? I'm trying to keep it condensed. But he's saying specifically here, food, and he's talking about marriage. We were in North Africa, and I have a friend that's converted Muslim. So he's a Christian, underground church, pastor, in the underground church, and we were together at this resort area where they served food. So obviously we're sitting there. The servers could tell we were Americans, and they knew this guy was from his culture, North Africa. And the server said something to him, and I said, what did he say? He said, oh, he said to me, he wanted to make sure I knew that this food was fried in bacon grease, and I was not to eat it, because Muslims aren't to eat bacon. So he was like, do not eat it. And of course, my friend, who's a believer, said that, he said, it's not so silly. You know, because he's a Christian. He knows that food is food. We give thanks for what God has provided. And that's what Paul is specifically speaking of here about pure and impure. Then we get down to the last little bit here, verse 16. And verse 16 takes us back to verse 1 of Titus. And it says, Paul says, they claim, these people, they claim to know God, but by their actions they deny him. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for doing anything good. Because by their actions, they claim to know God. And what did we talk about last week? Last week in verse 1, we brought this up very first thing. In verse 1, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ for the faith of God's elect, stop. And this is where the phrase is. The knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness. Sound doctrine, the knowledge of the truth should be leading us all to godliness, right? So, in fact, then, if people don't know the truth, if they have no knowledge of the truth, is that leading them more to ungodliness? In my opinion, it would be. If we have the knowledge of truth, and we either, when we're presented with that knowledge of truth as a person that's not saved, we haven't believed in Jesus Christ yet, and you're presented with that knowledge of truth and you accept it, boom, that you're starting your knowledge of truth. You're in the fold of I'm a believer. Jesus is my Savior. And that knowledge of truth should be leading us all to godliness. So if we don't have that knowledge of truth, that's why I say the people that aren't believers are on a different code. They're on a different level. Not that I'm saying it's a bad level. They're humans. We love them. We want them to come over to this level and see that Jesus Christ is our Savior. And that's what we want. That's what we pray for. But those things, the knowledge of truth leads to godliness. And last thing here to kind of hone that in, because the knowledge, because we know, we talk about the knowledge, and you can talk about science, right? We can talk and look at science. And people say, well, follow the science. And for many years, you could say, yep, I can see that. And then all of a sudden, the whole world changed. You're like, what in the world's going on? But if you take something that's of science that you know to be true, gravity. Gravity, we know, is true, right? Gravity is true. If you were on your roof and you stepped off your roof, what's the truth of gravity? You're going to get hurt, right? You're falling to the ground. As long as you're on earth, as long as you're in this atmosphere, right, that we have that knowledge of truth of gravity. We know that. We understand it. And pretty much everybody, well, I think everybody understands that, but the knowledge of dealing with gravity, the truth of gravity, leads to what the truth is, it's going down. It's falling. It's going to hit the ground. That is also, in the spiritual sense, the knowledge of spiritual gravity, the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the truth, the salvation, the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ dying for us to take away our sins, not by anything we do, that gospel truth should lead us to godliness. Let's jump into the last, back to 16. Because if it doesn't, and we deny it, they claim to know God. They claim, so we claim to know God. But by their actions, they deny it. Hypocrites, right? We as Christians, we as believers, we as a church, we as elders, we as people who are walking under the covering of God's saving grace and His blood, should be walking in our actions so people look at us and say, there's something different there. They can't deny us by our actions. Sound doctrine by what we think and how we live. And yes, we fall in that area, don't we? We do. We fall. Unfortunately, we fall because we're sinners. But we need to maintain in that knowledge. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you. And Lord, I love the people here in this church. Lord, I love the people that are connected to these people in the churches, our families that are around us and that are connected to these people. Lord, you see out there and you know everyone connected to these people, family and friends. Lord, I pray for all those people. I pray for those connections. Lord, we know that sound doctrine, truth, needs to be promoted and continually pushed in our society today. Help us to continue that. And Lord, out of those connections of everyone in here, Lord, I pray that your spirit will go out amongst, before us and speak to their hearts. Give us those opportunities this week to encourage them in sound doctrine, to help other people in sound doctrine. Help us to live a life, even though we know we're sinners, that's worthy, and that we give you thanks, and that we continue to promote your gospel, and help us to be good ministers of your word to those around us this week. In your name we pray. Amen.